The criminal system leaves justice even further behind. This is Mimnosen Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. The U.S. Supreme Court, Congress, and the Bush administration have moved over the last several months to make America's criminal justice system more efficiently and more brutally serve the interests of the capitalist class. The criminal justice system will now be less inhibited by the trappings of civil and democratic rights that have occasionally served to temper its abuses in the past. The Supreme Court in June found that boarding a bus and searching passengers' bags or conducting warrantless searches of bags and containers in automobiles does not constitute a violation of citizens' rights. Now Congress is closing in on Delaware Senator Biden's proposal to allow the use of illegal evidence in court if the cops had search warrants but mistakenly seized evidence illegally. As election campaigns are getting off the ground, American politicians need to appear tough on crime. It is as impossible as ever to tell the Republicans from the Democrats on this score. The Supreme Court ruled in March that coerced confessions can be used to convict someone if other evidence sufficient for the conviction exists as well. And in a June 13 ruling, the court moved to make it easier for cops to obtain involuntary confessions from their suspects by questioning them without the presence of a lawyer. Anticipating more convictions, Congress is moving to increase the execution of prisoners. Congress passed an amendment to the crime bill which would let federal attorneys pursue the death penalty for any killing where a gun is used, even in states that have banned the death penalty. Under the amendment, which passed in the Senate and the House in July, the federal government could step in and prosecute anyone who has supposedly killed someone with a gun even after he or she has been prosecuted and acquitted locally. The law would apply to any crime with a gun that has ever been taken across state lines. That means 90% of all gun crimes, and according to FBI statistics, 60% of U.S. homicides in 1989 were committed with guns. African Americans already get the death penalty at 6 times the rate of whites in the United States, and 1/4 of African American men are in jail, prison, or on probation. But perhaps because the state's victims under the new law would be oppressed nationalities, liberal outcry has instead centered on the amendment's infringement on states' rights. Acting in conjunction with Congress, the Supreme Court made it harder for prisoners sentenced to death to challenge their convictions. The court ruled that failures to follow petty state procedures to the letter means a prisoner forfeits the right to bring habeas corpus petitions to the federal courts. In the case in question, the court rejected the appeal of a Virginia prisoner on death row to have his case reheard because his lawyer was 3 days late in filing the appeal. For those prisoners left alive, the Supreme Court is doing all it can to ensure that prison conditions are as oppressive as possible. In June, the court ruled that rat-infested kitchens, moldy food, stifling heat, and overcrowding do not violate the Constitution's prohibition of cruel and unusual punishment unless prisoners can prove that such conditions are the result of deliberate indifference on the part of prison administrators. America has long maintained a balance between outright repression and the extension of democratic rights and civil liberties in the attempt to co-opt oppressed groups. But as conditions worsen for the oppressed, the state is caught between the need to pacify them and the need to effectively repress them. The moves to streamline the injustice system indicate the state's realization that heightened repression may be necessary in the near future. The erosion of civil liberties, no matter how flimsy and full of holes they were, makes it harder to organize against the state. But as the state raises the level of repression, the need for that organization becomes all the more urgent. For more information, send your questions or comments to MimNotes and Commentary, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station.